And now, Missouri Medical Focus, a regular feature on KBIA, produced by the Communications Department of University of Missouri Healthcare.
National Volunteer Week is a time to celebrate those individuals who do extraordinary things through service. With me today on Missouri Medical Focus is Kay Stewart, Manager of Volunteer and Guest Services at University of Missouri Healthcare. Although there are volunteers throughout society, how important are volunteers within a health system such as MU Healthcare?
They provide extra assistance to our patients. They enhance the services that the healthcare providers provide. They are an extension of those providers by being an extra set of hands, extra set of ears, and an extra set of eyes.
How many volunteers are in the health system?
Almost 500.
500 volunteers?
500 volunteers who commit time each week.
And how many total volunteer hours do they provide per year, roughly or approximately?
And that varies, but approximately 80,000 hours of service.
Who's your typical volunteer?
Our volunteers range in age from 15 to age 94. We have a member of our sewing group that's age 94 who is still very high functional and volunteers for us. They are retired community members. They are youth in the summertime that want to get some exposure to the healthcare environment. They are college students. They are other professionals in the community who want to volunteer on weekends and evenings.
Do you see this diversity of your volunteers is adding something positive to the patient experience or the experience even for the other healthcare providers who are working within the health system?
We do see a lot of diversity, and that does enhance our services. For instance, we have something called an ACE unit, which is one of our nursing units, where we partner young college students with patients who are elderly patients, and that kind of helps promote them getting out of their room, socializing, encourages them to eat at mealtime, those kind of things.
And I would imagine that's beneficial to both, not just the patient, but the volunteer as well.
That's exactly right. We have the volunteers that say they get a lot out of that opportunity.
What roles do the volunteers play within the health system, or where they typically work at?
They are placed in several different departments at all of our facilities. For instance, they actually staff the playroom at Children's Hospital. They support business in the gift shops. They help with the information desk. Our patient ambassadors escort all of our patients and visitors to where they need to go, where their destination is. Our AIU, our cancer unit, our breast center, our ER, they're just located in many different departments.
Probably too many to even list right now.
I would say that's true, yes. Probably 40 to 50 different areas.
From your experience, what are some of the most common reasons people volunteer?
The one thing that they tell us is we have former patients who want to give back. We have community members who may have had a family member who was in the hospital, and again, to give back. Some of the students want to get some experience and exposure to healthcare. Retired volunteers sometimes want to continue socializing and just spending some time and getting out of the house. So a variety of different reasons.
And I imagine these are all, my next question was going to be, what are some of the benefits of volunteering? I imagine those are some of those benefits where people are actually going to get out and give back to the community.
That's exactly right. We also have volunteers who want to get the exercise. They want to be a patient ambassador so they can continue to move around and get lots of steps in.
You are a volunteer yourself, correct?
That's correct. I volunteer on Tuesdays as part of our student Pascal's Pals program on Tuesdays at Children's Hospital in the playroom.
How do you feel about the experience?
I feel the experience is very rewarding. I sometimes feel that I get more out of volunteering than I give as a volunteer. Again, it's very insightful to see what our patients, how brave our patients are and what they go through.
You're listening to Missouri Medical Focus on KBIA 91.3 FM, and our discussion is about volunteer awareness. Can a volunteer at MU Healthcare choose where they want to volunteer?
Definitely. We look at their schedules and what their interests are and do a matching as such to place them.
Is there a minimum or maximum amount of time in a day or a week that someone must volunteer, or can they can that be left up to the volunteer?
We do ask for our volunteers to commit to 4 hours per week. That can be two-hour shifts, but we have many volunteers who volunteer 8 and 12 hours per week.
And I imagine you can go ahead and expand on that as time goes on, correct?
That's true. We
so
usually
once you
tell,
get started, right. then you can say, you know, I think I'd like to pick up a few extra hours. Or
that's exactly right. We usually encourage volunteers to meet their commitment of 4 hours, and then if they want to pick up additional shifts, we're glad to have them.
So is it possible then to move around to different areas or even within such as MU Healthcare where there's multiple hospitals where you can move between different hospitals in order to figure out, you know, what's the best fit for the volunteer?
Yes, we do. We do allow that. We encourage a volunteer to stay at a department for a semester or 6 months just to make sure they really get the most out of that exposure and meet that commitment for a department.
What about training? I would imagine there's got to be some sort of training that a person goes through in order to meet the requirements to be a volunteer.
We do have high standards for our volunteer program. Not everyone is accepted into our program. Once you are accepted, you are required to go through several steps, the last step being a two-hour volunteer orientation, and then you get additional training at the department you are assigned to.
And if a person wanted to volunteer, how would they go about doing that, or what would be the first step to become a volunteer?
Certainly, they can call me direct at 882-4714, or they can look on the MU Healthcare website.
That number, again, was area code 573-882-4714. Is there anything else that you'd like to add about volunteer services?
I would just like to say thank you to all of our 500 volunteers who contribute their time and service each week to our patients and to our staff.
That's my time for now. I'd like to thank Kay for being my guest from Missouri Medical Focus. I'm Jeff Helscher.
Missouri Medical Focus is a service of University Hospital and Clinics.